All right, let's go. It is Thursday. It's good to have you with us here on Drive Time. 2 weeks away from the Minnesota State Fair. We start with a question that may be unanswerable in the year of our Lord 2025. But what are the things that we all can agree on regardless of our politics? Our state fair is the best state fair. For me, that one should be pretty easy. Democrat, Republican, Independent, MAGA, Socialist. If you can't agree on that, get out. 651-461-9226. I want you to tell me something that regardless of politics, we can all agree on. I got thinking about this today because I saw a post on X from an account called Redhead Ranting. And it was a simple question that people really struggled to answer. That X account belongs to Jennifer Brown, who is with us here on CCO right now. Jennifer, I thought the question was brilliant and sort of like a little tonic that we all could use in on a social media site where most of the time we're talking about what we think politically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what is yours? What is something that you think we can all agree on regardless of politics?
You know, I was going through the list as it's still kind of going, it's being commented on. And the only two I could really think of that maybe everybody could agree on was dogs are awesome and ice cream is great.
Is that?
And I bet.
Yeah.
There's some lactose intolerant person somewhere who's firing up his keyboard.
How dare you? How dare you be so insensitive to my needs? I don't know.
Yeah.
Ice cream is awesome. I mean, even if you're lactose intolerant, aren't you going to take one of those pills just to have like that, just that perfect like bite of ice cream? Come on.
I would imagine I'm not lactose intolerant, thank God. But, you know,
would you cut people out of your life for being lactose intolerant?
No. No.
I would consider it. Lactose intolerant isn't that bad. There's certain allergies because, you know, I have a part-time gig as a food critic. And if you've got a list of allergies longer than, like, the list of children that I have, that makes you pretty annoying to go to dinner with, you know?
Yeah, well, I got to say, I saw your comment about ketchup on hot dogs, and I'm wondering why I'm here, to be honest with you. So
one of the things that I think, one of the things that I think that we can all agree on is that, well, maybe not. Now that I'm trying to say this and I'm like, I don't think we all can agree on this. I personally think it's fine if you want to put ketchup on a hot dog. I think it's fine for adults to have the taste buds of a child. I think that's okay.
That's where we go off.
That's where this goes south. I thought we were off to such a good start here.
No. This is not against you. Like, let's put on our big people hats. And if we can't get serious here, if it is on the internet, it's when somebody says something like, you can have childish taste, right? Now, I think that's funny. I really do.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I'm sure you don't care if I put ketchup on my
hot dog. I certainly do not. No.
Right?
Right.
But, and it's a joke, and I get it. And I'm joking with you here, but there's people that don't get it. And that's where we end up in trouble, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Jennifer Brown is with us. Her Twitter account is Redhead Ranting. And you talk a lot about politics. So it is when you ask your audience, what are things we can agree on regardless of political affiliation? This is really a tough challenge that you're putting out to people, I think, because that's not necessarily how they're used to engaging, right?
Well, the algorithm is your bubble, right? And so you cultivate whatever you talk about is what your bubble turns into.
Yeah.
So when you click on something or engage with something, that you're going to see more of it. And I've been actively trying to change that. Like, I don't want to talk about politics. It was, I mean, I don't mind discussing it, but I'm not a politician. I'm not a political science person. I have opinions. That's it. So I don't want to get into the weeds on a lot of things because I'm just not knowledgeable enough to do so. But, you know, I hold strong opinions about certain topics. I would like to kind of get out of that mindset of we must disagree or you're right, I'm wrong, you know, and then I'm going to beat it into you why or not, you know? Because I don't know, I grew up in St. Paul and we, you know, my parents and all the people that we lived around, they all had different political leanings, and they never talked about it. They didn't talk about religion. They didn't talk about politics, and they all got along great. And now they might know their politics, but they didn't talk about it. So there wasn't all of that push and pull that we have now. And that's, I think, primarily due to social media.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think when you talk to, regular people who don't live on social media, right? I think you can still have like normal conversations like this where someone can.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Like where someone can say cats are evil, as one of your commenters said. And you responded, yeah, but they're cute. Now, like, I think that's fair. Cats. I do believe that cats are plotting at all times a way to take their owner or a visitor down.
I would agree. I think that that might be the one we can all agree on. And I have two cats, but they are evil.
Yeah, that's all right. Like sometimes we can hold space in our heart for the evil among us when they're really cute. I think it's that simple.
It's important that we call out the truth sometimes.
Well, I love the question, and I wanted to make sure I gave you credit for it since I'm ripping it off for our opening topic today.
I appreciate that.
It's fun. I think it's important to like goof around and have some silly fun. But you look through your comments, and it's a lot of like people are going into trans sports and that like that was a popular one with people. And you're like, you know, at a certain point, it's okay to be normal. It's okay to be normal.
Well, and you know, what happens is the more you engage with something, the more you see it, as I was saying, and you start to think that that's all that there is.
Mm.
And that's not like, you know, so here's a really bad analogy that some of the women might get. I came of age in the 70s and 80s. So when you're young and you are, maybe this isn't the best place to do this.
No, I think you've gone down this road. You may as well finish now.
Okay. So when you're, you know, young and this is before, right. Shortly after the sexual revolution, right. You get together with guys, right.
Yeah. Not right.
Necessarily me. Right.
Right.
But, you know, when
you chill,
when you're young,
you're just chilling, as they say now.
That's what the kids are saying now.
I think so, yeah.
But so, you know, you're waiting around to find out that everything is cool, and then, you know, things are late and it's not cool. And what happens is that you'll start seeing pregnant women everywhere. And every woman, they might not admit this, but it's happened. So right. And it happens in all things. So wherever you focusing on or worried about, you will see more of. And I think that that's where this gets dangerous. Mm. And we don't really pay much attention to that.
Really good. Jennifer, I enjoyed the conversation. I love the prompt that you came up with today. So I appreciate you coming and visiting with us on CCO.
All right. Well, thank you.
Jennifer Brown, Redhead Ranting. Now you guys got to answer her question. Lots of texts coming in. Love some calls. Something we can all agree on, regardless of political affiliation. I have a couple answers. Dan maybe has an answer. We'll get yours when we come back. 651-461-9226. All right, you guys are responding big time to Jennifer's question about what we can all agree on, regardless of our politics. Let's go to the text line. Steve in Burnsville, something I think everyone will agree on is that summer road construction is a necessary evil. It's pretty good. I think all true Minnesotans can agree that the Packers suck. says another texter. I used to argue with a coworker who tried to claim that she could cheer equally for the Vikings and the Packers. And I think that is strange but acceptable when they're not playing each other. But she insisted that when they were playing for each other, she would just be happy because one of her teams would win. And I would say you, Pauline Lee, are a lunatic. Like, that is crazy. That's just like, go sports. Like, no, no. Mosquitoes suck, says another texter. Yeah, that's agreed. Dogs. We all can agree on dogs, says a texter. I think dogs, we don't deserve them. I think that is like a Dan Cook-ism.
It's truth is what it is.
I think most people agree with that. And that one doesn't break down on political lines,
nope,
right?
Shouldn't.
The Canadian smoke sucks, says a texter.
Yeah. I think you could broaden that out even to a weather. We all love to complain about the weather. And that's
true.
Summer, that's winter, it's true. Fall, spring, whatever, doesn't matter. We all, as Minnesotans,
that's
love
good.
To complain about the weather.
I have too many streaming services and too many passwords. I think can we all agree on that? That we all have too many streaming services and too many passwords? Another texter, orgasms are great. I'm just waiting to hear anyone disagree. And I'm hearing no dissent, the motion passes. There's little doubt. If you disagree on that one, it's time to get the head examined for sure. Let's go to the phones. Phil in Woodbury. My guy Phil is there. Phil, what can we all agree on regardless of politics?
All right. Jay, how you doing, buddy? How you doing?
Awesome.
All right, here's the deal. Now, you said something a minute ago about the Packers. Now, wait a minute. There are neighboring... Are you laughing?
There are neighboring
football.
It's true.
And here's the deal. Not to make anybody mad in Minnesota, but it's a simple yes or no question.
I don't like where this is going at all.
I'm just saying, have they or have they not won Super Bowls?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Our guys, yes. We can't even... We were at the Super Bowl four times. We can't even do crap.
Yeah. I mean, we did make it to the Super Bowl. Like,
I know, but we should have won one of them.
Several lifetimes ago. I mean, it barely counts, those Super Bowls. I know we like to take those four Super Bowls, but I don't know. At a certain point, the statute of limitations starts coming in.
When they had a real coach and Bud Grant was doing it, I'm just saying.
Maybe the new guy is there for us. Maybe it's Kevin O'Connell time.
You know what the Vikings thing is? Yeah, we'll get them next year.
Oh, Phil, thank you. Very good. Let's go to Howard in Minneapolis. Howard, something we can all agree on regardless of politics.
The opiate epidemic is killing people in blue and red districts.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah, greater Minnesota's feeling it. The opioids, no politics. That's a very good one. You know, I sometimes think some of those, and thank you, Howard, like some of those very serious issues, there really is a lot of common ground on them. So there's some, I don't know, you think like the right political leader could figure that out. Jonathan says, we can agree that Coke is better than Pepsi. Whoa.
I hope Chad's not listening.
That's hot. That is a hot topic. You know, the ketchup mustard on hot dogs scenario. I feel like that and that's sort of a corollary to Jennifer's question over at Redhead Ranting on X. There are things that we can disagree about also regardless of politics. You know what I mean? Like,
sure. That one doesn't break down on political lines.
That's right. So I also I call these low stakes arguments. I like low stakes arguments. They used to be my strategy when I was a TV news anchor, to have very strong opinions on very low stakes issues. So like having a strong opinion on, well, like my strong opinion on little free libraries. I may be the only person in America who thinks little free libraries are stupid. It even for me to say it, you can see how difficult it was for me to say because I know how much this makes people mad. And I also know like the good intentions and the good heart of the people who are doing it.
And yet somehow you're able to set those aside and just go right for the hate.
I honor the good intentions.
Do you though?
I honor in a very sort of dismissive, patronizing way. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Jason, one thing we can all agree on is that dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call, and they don't chase squirrels at all. That's dark.
That's dark.
True.
I mean, yeah.
Unquestionably true.
We hope that texture's okay.
Password. Oh, Katie hates the passwords that ask for capital letter, number, emoji, exclamation mark. You pay for one of those passwords things, don't you?
Yes. So I don't have to remember all of them, and then it generates, automatically generates passwords so that I can mix it up and not have to double up passwords everywhere to try to remember stuff. I just have to remember one.
Adam says, if you call it a chopped salad and I have to chop it at the table.
That's a problem.
Do I get a discount? Yeah. I think that's fair. I do think that's fair. More low stakes conversations. I think it's all right. We're going to break in a minute. I was probably like you, shocked when I saw the Minnesota Supreme Court said that it is legal to have what we commonly call a ghost gun. So a gun with no serial number on it is apparently okay now. Why? How did this happen? What went wrong? And what is going on with Vance Belter pleading not guilty today? What's this reasoning behind that when it appears he's already confessed to the crime? Some legal questions. Court in session with our friend Joe Tamburino in just a minute here on CCO.